Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. I want to talk to you about the dangers of having a favorite child. In the book of Genesis chapter 25, we see the birth of Esav and Yaakov, Esau and Jacob. In verse 27, the Bible says, "So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents." Verse 28, "And Isaac loved Esau, because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob." In Genesis 25, verse 28, we see the parents showing favoritism towards their children. Why is this dangerous? Why can this be a problem? Because it shows partiality and can create division amongst the family. Wherever there is partiality, wherever there is division, there is weakness. Let me explain. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, the Bible says, "But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand?" If there's division in a city, if there's division in a household, it will be difficult for that house to stand. In the succeeding chapters in Genesis, talking about Esau and Jacob, we see the division between the two brothers becoming greater and greater. This division eventually leads Jacob to flee from Esau out of fear for his own life. So again, the dangers of having a favorite child is that it can create partiality and division amongst the siblings. I believe it is a biblical concept to love your children unconditionally and to show no partiality towards any of them. In the book of Acts chapter 10, we see the apostle Peter being called to go to the Gentile, the non-Jewish, Cornelius's household. In verse 34, Peter says, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." The Bible declares that God shows no partiality towards us. In Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul is saying that nothing can separate us from the love of God. It doesn't matter what we do. Does that mean our bad actions and rebellious hearts make the Lord happy? No, it doesn't make him happy, but he still loves us unconditionally. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "For God is love." You see, God loves us all unconditionally, regardless of all of our follies. What do you do if you have a child that is not as lovable as your other children? The answer is to ask the Lord for help. Every parent is called to be an intercessor for their child. I believe it is your responsibility to pray for your child, that the Lord would transform your child more into the likeness of God. In addition, you need to ask the Lord to reveal what's in your heart and ask him to chisel away the rough edges. The Lord is so willing and ready to help those who call upon his name. Let's say a prayer together in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, help me to love my children unconditionally, with no favoritism or partiality. I pray that you would open my eyes to see my children the way you see them. Please do a great and mighty work in the lives of my children and myself. Lord, I ask you to please baptize me with the Holy Spirit, so that I may love my children and all people with the same love that you pour out upon us. You are so loving and good. I want more of you and less of me. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ.